my hard-earned bucks with some thieving bankers so they can pass another depositor's tax to fund their next bailouts. No way. He clapped Tom's back. I'd rather treat my boy right for once. With that, Neil thrust his arms up in the air for his pat-down, leering at the security guards who closed in around him. Tom lingered a few feet behind him, delving into his pocket for the medical exemption the military had provided to intrasolar trainees whenever they encountered security scanners, devices that tended to reveal the neural processors in their skulls. As Neil grumbled, Tom's mind wandered back to the last time he'd visited his father. They'd had a bad fight. He hadn't understood Neil's fear of Vengerov, and Neil had refused to explain. Later, Tom got it. After Joseph Vengerov locked him outside in the Antarctic to freeze to death. A few $1 trillion gave a man power over life or death, and Neil had realized that before Tom had. Tom hadn't known what to say to his dad to fix things. As it turned out, he didn't have to. Neil was just as eager to pretend nothing had happened. Maybe he was even trying to make up for something, hence the fancy room, the nice casino, and Neil even woke up earlier so they could grab some dinner before he